Yes, it is a traditional campaign for any army who wants to renew its human resources. Since we are having some member of our military personnel who should retire, that is a right for them, and we need to renew our military personnel with young men, young women who can serve to replace those who will retire, as any army should do, time by time.
Will people who have served more than 20 or so years required by the FARDC rules?
Yes, it is. We have two type of situations. Those who have served for quite a long time, let me say 30 years, they must retire. And those who have attained a certain number of years, like 60 years, because you know that a lot of members from armed group joined the army at any age. So when they are 60, they have to retire. So this will bring a lot of empty in the rank, and we must fill it by recruiting new personnel.
So what is the target of the recruitment? Is this solely the youth or those who are even above 30 or 40?
We must maintain the number of our military personnel as it is now. So since somebody are retiring, we must recruit the same number. But I'm not aware of those who are retiring, and nor am I of those who will be taken. You know, this is staff information within the army, so they are going to do their job. Our duty as the government is to encourage the youth who are more than 18 to join the army, to tell them that they will make a good career in the army. That is what we are doing. The remaining, like the numbers or what is a fact that is related to the staff of the army.
There are some concerns, and some people have accused the government of not properly equipping the army or giving them enough remuneration or pay. And that is a demoralizing factor to the army, and that is why they are sometimes incapable or unwilling to fight for the government to crush this rebellion by some of these armed groups. What do you say to that?
This is not true. We didn't face any refusal by our soldiers to fight. What we met is the shortage of ammunition, because we were under embargo for more than 10 years when our aggressor was being given all opportunities to arm himself, to buy ammunition. He was being given even arms and ammunition for free. So that is the problem we met in the field, not a problem of people refusing to fight. That is a lie.
What about the issue of payment or lack thereof for the soldiers?
The problem is solved now. We had that problem of payment not only for soldiers, but for all civil servants, like teachers, like, let me say, even ministers. But now we have put in new ways of paying salaries to everybody working for the state, including soldiers. So this problem is now a problem we are referring to as a problem of the past.